Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Megan Lynch. Thanks for listening this morning to Total Information AM here on KMOX. Imagine you have a child who has complex medical issues. Maybe they've been hospitalized for months, even years. Now their doctors say you can take them home. How do you manage without the daily support of medical staff? Well, Rankin Jordan Pediatric Bridge Hospital has created a sim home so families they serve can practice life as a family before they go home. Joining me now, Dr. Nick Holkamp, Chief Healthcare Transformation Officer for Rankin Jordan. Dr. Holkamp, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
You're welcome, Megan. Thank you for having me.
How stressful is it for families when they finally have the chance to take their child home, but that child has a lot of complex medical needs?
Well, you can imagine that for the time they've been in the hospital, they've had doctors, nurses, respiratory therapists, social workers, care coordinators, pharmacists, a whole team of folks to help them take care of their child. But then when it's time to go home, it's all on the parents. So it can be very stressful anticipating what it's going to be like living with the child at home.
How does the sim home work?
Well, that's the basis for the idea, is give families a chance to have a taste of what it's like to be totally responsible for that child, even for a brief period of time before going home, while in the supportive environment with all those folks nearby. But our goal is, while the family's in the sim home, they are responsible. They can call for help, but you're dealing with feedings and med administration and responding to alarms and finding out how you're going to navigate the equipment and the environment with your child, as if not everybody who's there now will be around when you're at home.
How long do families stay there to get ready for this transfer to home?
Well, right now it's basically less than a day, generally overnight or a good part of the day, then overnight, again, with care and support nearby, but they're in a separate room, slightly removed from the main clinical areas of the hospital. And our goal would be inch that up over time. Ideally, we'd have an environment where they could stay days or longer and really get a sense of what it's going to be like once they do go home. This is sort of dipping our toe in that water to see how it's going to be to make folks responsible while still in the hospital.
Dr. Holkamp, have you seen this model used other places?
It's coming to be understood clearly that having the family with the patient, especially shortly prior to discharge, is critical for decreasing readmission back to the ER, back into the hospital. I know of several places who are utilizing or at least planning spaces where the family is adjacent to the patient, at least in that transitional period. So yes, it's clear that would be the goal. It's really sort of still anathema to healthcare to provide so-called housing for the family when really it's the patient we're responsible for caring for. But if you think about children, caring for the whole family is critical to send the family home as capable and competent and intact as possible.
Are there any other supports then that are offered to help those families maybe over the first few days they are back home?
Well, what Rankin Jordan has done is at least provide a go bag that has basically immediately on hand the supplies that might get buried in bags and bags of stuff and supplies and stuffed animals that accumulate during hospitalization, so that at least for the first 48 hours, what you need immediately on hand is right there. But ongoing support is generally very challenging for these families. And that's a problem that Rankin Jordan's focused on trying to improve, is how do we not just cut these families sort of adrift after they've been totally supported and cared for in the hospital setting. It's a real stark transition. We want to try and make that shift smoother and easier and less likely to fail for families once they do go home.
I know Rankin Jordan is very unique among facilities. I don't believe there are a whole lot of facilities in the United States, frankly, that provide this kind of bridge care between a hospital and home. And I understand that you kind of have a new role as the Chief Healthcare Transformation Officer. Can you explain for our listeners what that role is and how you think that's going to serve these families further?
Well, yes. I think what we do for families and patients here is remarkable and unique for the region and really across the country. But we're tiny. We're small on that healthcare continuum. But if we can document and prove and share the models of care that we've developed and the outcomes that we've demonstrated, some of these approaches may be adopted more widely. So that's really my goal, is to, on the research side, collect and prove and share the data and information that we've collected on our patients, and then get out there in the public, either in the form of papers or presentations, communicate with my colleagues across the country in our field, and then planning for the future. Like this simulated home initiative, could we expand this? Could we find a way, as we plan our next iteration of Rankin Jordan, to better accommodate families, especially during that transitional period? So I'm excited to have the opportunity to really make an impact for these kids. A small but really important population of patients who unfortunately are not best served by the acute care hospital setting, and we can do better, and that's our goal, is to try and improve outcomes for kids with special care needs.
Dr. Holkamp, thanks so much for talking with us this morning.
I thank you very much for having me. Have a good day.
You as well. That is Dr. Nick Holkamp, Chief Healthcare Transformation Officer for Rankin Jordan. And if you would like to contribute to their efforts, you can go to RankinJordanFoundation.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.